This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6-5, the end.
Road rage is something that happens to all of us. At some point or another, you just get mad behind the wheel of a car. I've watched my mother-in-law, who's in the optimist society, kind of get irritated for her behind the wheel of a car. But producer Jacob, who is a Labrador puppy, mm-hmm. I mean, he's just sweet as can be, yep. Head on your lap, okay? He got bit with the road rage bug. What
sure
happened?
Did. Okay, so a couple things really drive me crazy in traffic. One of them is when somebody needs to turn left, but they turn their steering wheel right. So if you're ever doing like a U-turn or something,
yeah.
There's no reason to damage traffic, the flow, by swerving into another lane so that you can swing around.
Yeah, it's like giving yourself more room to make a U-ey.
Yeah, and that's very dangerous. For anybody who's on the road right now, just keep driving straight, maybe 5-6 more feet, and then just turn left. No yep. need to turn right beforehand.
So if you can't make a U-turn, even if you're in a big-ass truck, if you can't make a U-turn, it's because you're not supposed to make a U-turn there.
Yep. Exactly. So I'm on Madison and I'm behind this girl who happens to do just that thing that really drives me crazy. I watched her turn right. She goes into the other lane. Some other car has to avoid her and then she does her U-turn and I follow her. And as we both get onto the freeway, I get in front of her. And you know how they have like the red light sometimes?
Yeah.
Because to moderate traffic?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching her in my rearview mirror. I'm thinking, this girl, she doesn't know how to drive. And then she decides to just swing over into the carpool lane, and then she just takes off onto the freeway. And that made me so mad that my Jeep that can barely go 60 miles an hour, I had to step on it, and I followed her on the freeway, and I caught up to her, and I rolled down my window, and I held out my middle finger for probably 15 seconds directly at her, and I just stared at the road as I was driving.
Oh, and this was because of the U-turn or because she got in the carpool lane?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? You were, there was no cop there at that moment
exactly.
to regulate justice.
Mm-hmm.
You had to step in as a vigilante.
Yes, like Batman.
Now, I will
like
say.
Batman.
Yeah.
I will say there have been times when I unknowingly did something. Like if you know, somebody's in the blind spot and I look over to change lanes, don't see somebody in my blind spot, and then end up going over and, like, cut them off or almost cut them off or something. It does piss me off when, like, it's an honest mistake. I correct, and I do, like, the sorry, sorry, sorry wave, and they still get pissed at me. It's like, okay, well, I guess you're a perfect driver, and this never, ever happens to you.
See, I don't have, you would think of all of everybody on the show that would have that reaction, it would be me. It's not me. When I get, like, the finger, or if I see somebody who's visibly angry because I did something stupid on the road, I'm always like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did. You're right.
Okay, but if somebody is acknowledging, hey, I screwed up, it was a mistake.
That doesn't mean they're not allowed to get mad at you.
It makes you kind of an a-hole if you do.
Not if some...
Because it's like, tell me that has never been you. Give me a break.
Like that, like the in Jacob's story where the girl had to swerve out into the next lane and somebody had to swerve to leave that person.
Yep.
That person's allowed to be mad at that girl even after she's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, you could have killed me.
Yeah, you could have caused a really
bad accident. I'm allowed to be mad at you for the rest of my life if I want to be.
And now it's a whole different thing if somebody waves and says sorry. I personally feel like, okay, at least you know what's wrong. At least you made a mistake and
exactly.
You can address it.
It's the knowing I did something wrong and I'm addressing it. Although, see, here's the thing. And this is another reason why I don't get super road ragey with people. Like, I don't give people the finger. If somebody gives me the finger, I blow them a kiss. I feel like that's a really funny way to be like, oh, you're going to give me the finger? You're so seriously, I take it.
Oh.
Just the other day, though, I'm on 80, and I am, like, in the slow lane, and somebody else is in the fast lane, and then she and I both, at the same time, we both used our blinkers, at least I did. I assume she did, too, because I'm coming from a good place. We both tried to merge into the middle lane together, okay? At the exact same time. Both of us realized it. We went back to our respective lanes. She was furious with me.
Why?
She tailgated me.
Oh,
she
boy.
Gave me the finger. She tried to move lanes and get, like, close with me so that she could, like be, you know, eye to eye with me. And so I was like, every time I'd see her coming back, I'd just like slow down or I'd speed up. And it's just like, whenever I wave to somebody, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry I made a mistake. I feel like they're being like that person.
I mean, you didn't do anything wrong in that situation. That person's a psychopath.
But she thought I did.
I know, but you didn't. And she's an idiot because she doesn't know rules. I don't give anybody the finger when I'm on the road, which again is out of character for me, but it's because I saw that. So I'm in West Sacramento. I'm with my family. And you know when you're leaving IKEA to get back on 80 East,
yes.
Okay?
You have to, like, come around that big loop.
It's a two-lane on-ramp that merges into one lane before you merge onto the highway.
Yes.
So in front of me were these two big-ass trucks. And they were, like, one was a girl and one was a guy. But they were both trying to, like, masculine each other to get in front of the other one. It's like, who cares? One of you slow down. But they were trying to go further and further and further, and then finally the truck on the right just guns it and gets in front of the other truck. Well, the lady was the one who got cut off. Her response wasn't to speed up and get on the other side of the guy to give him the finger. And I swear to God this happened. She sped up, got on the other side, and pulled a gun on him.
What?
Pulled a Glock up and pointed it right at him.
I thought she didn't point it. I thought she just sort of waved it in the air.
She
like,
pointed
ha-ha.
At him and then waved it like this and then pointed it again. And my wife and I saw this and we couldn't believe that that happened. Then, of course, the guy who had the gun, like the gun pointed at him, he almost swerves off the road because he's so spun out by it.
Yeah.
She takes off. My wife and I called the cops, which I mean, who knows if they did anything about it, but we told them the license plate number and all that stuff. I doubt they did anything about it.
Yeah.
But that's why I'll never give the middle finger because people are crazy in this country.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
You know, there's somebody being very suspiciously quiet during this who has had the longest checkered past with driving.
I mean, I don't get road.
Oh, it's you. Oh, it's nice that you just assumed I was talking about
hey,
you.
Kevin, I don't get road rage that much, but there's this
you?
One time.
No, you're not allowed to get road rage.
You are not allowed to get road rage.
It's everyone around you.
Okay, well, this circumstance is different. You know how there's a merging lane coming off of Arden, right? Well, this one person doesn't know how to merge, so...
Is that person named Kevin?
No! I'm the victim here.
I'm so sorry.
I got so mad that they didn't know how to merge,
okay.
So I just ran them off the freeway.
Wait, what?
Oh my God,
I didn't let them merge, and I made sure they took the next exit. Don't mess with me.
Oh, that is not ramming somebody off the freeway.
Yeah, it is. You drive right next to them where they can't merge, and then they eventually have to exit.
No, they drove... But they were still on the freeway. You just had to made them take a different exit.
Yeah, you forced them into another exit, which is still, I think, illegal and a huge a-hole move.
No, it's not.
But then again, that other person could have just stopped or slowed down or something like that to get behind you to do it.
Right.
You just didn't let them over is what you're saying.
I mean, it added 10 more minutes to their destination. I know that for sure.
Well, if it's in the Arden area, it might have added more than that because there's nowhere to turn around.
No,
it's so bad.
So
see,
evil.
Now, isn't that so much sweeter than giving somebody the finger?
Yeah, just knowing that they contemplated, like, oh, I should emerge. I'm so bad.
I'm so
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.